Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
No chance. I said you're amazing. None. Zero.
You are fake such a tremendous news. Fraud.
Fake news.
Yes, tremendous
Dave,
fraud.
Somebody else, not you.
AI? I don't know.
I don't know.
Could have been.
651-461-9226. Which Dave was referring to when I said, Dave, you're amazing? Because I don't think it was arrogant.
Doesn't matter.
Let's go. What do you got? Am I wrong?
We were speaking about it a little bit during the break, not Zendaya. The interview this morning.
Yep.
President Joe Biden with Howard Stern.
Mm-hmm.
Mark was talking about it. You were talking about it a little bit, reading some about it. And the big headline, Joe Biden, after Donald Trump has already said, any place, any time for debate, I'm up. Let's go. Me and Joe, let's do it.
He did again. Mm-hmm. Now, Trump's in trial, but then heard about it.
Yep.
And went to Truth Social and then called him out, said, I don't believe you, but then anywhere, anytime.
Again. Yes, exactly. Yep. Well, sounds like Uncle Joe, Sleepy Joe, whatever you call him, he is on board. He says, yes, he is happy, happy, I tell you, to debate Donald Trump. This will be the low point in the history of American politics.
Am I wrong?
When these two debate, there's never been a lower moment?
No.
Wow.
Never.
Let me say a few things here in this one. Joe Biden has been hiding from the press throughout his presidency. Fact. They are worried about his age and answering questions. Anybody who's paid attention to politics knows from about the day Joe Biden first became a senator in the 70s until even when he was running for president in 2020, he was incessantly on shows. He was on shows as much as any. It was like him and McCain. They're terrified that he's going to have a moment or two with a traditional political journalist who's going to push him, and he's going to struggle. Let me say this about Howard Stern. Howard Stern is capable of brilliance as an interviewer. He is. He's conducted fantastic interviews for a long, long time. In this case, at least from seeing the excerpts, and I will listen, this seems to be a sympathetic Howard Stern who's going to vote for Joe Biden, who believes in Joe Biden, who, by the way, used to have Donald Trump on a regular basis when Trump would say a lot of things, including a lot of offensive things, and be himself and also poke fun at himself. When Donald Trump used to amuse me. But Howard Stern can't stand Donald Trump in the presidency. So, yeah, I'm glad that Joe did it. But, Joe, there's about 30 other interviews you should do. There's survey after survey saying that many of the doubters, not the folks who are voting for Trump no matter what, not the folks who are voting for Democrats no matter what, but the folks who want no part of what you're suggesting is the lowest moment in political history are saying, God, do I got to vote for Biden or Trump? My personal belief is you don't have to vote for either and vote for somebody else. The sooner we stop voting for only two and there's only a binary choice, there's not, by the way. I had this debate last night with two very good friends who both are going to vote for Biden. Both are not crazy about voting for Biden. I told them I would never even for a second consider Trump. But I'm not voting for Joe Biden because I don't see any proof that cognitively he is up for the next 4 years. None. So I'm not voting for him. So
you've always been an RFK Jr. guy.
No, I'm not voting for him either. I can assure you that. My policy is if they ran for office, then I will consider them as someone I will vote for. So I will vote for someone who either ran as a Democrat or a Republican or as an independent. Right? And so I'll see. There could be somebody else who still jumps in the race who I end up voting for. But sit down with the New York Times, sit down with the Washington Post, sit down with Major Garrett, sit down with Jake Tapper, sit down with Dana Bash, sit down with Margaret Brennan, Joe Biden, 30 minutes. By the way, the other guy doesn't do it either. You know, Trump probably will make himself a little bit more available. Network. The problem is with Trump now is he just it's such a flurry of lies. And what you have to do with Trump is the old Russert thing. You just have to have clip after clip after clip ready, quote after quote after quote ready, and you need to be prepared to jump in and push him. There's a level of respect because he's a former president and he's the leading contender right now. So Joe going out with Howard, I'll probably consume it. But if anybody from the Biden thing goes, hey, see, we sat down with Howard Stern, so who says we don't face aggressive interviewing? Even though I think Howard Stern's had a brilliant, remarkable career, this doesn't end that conversation. And anybody who thinks it does, stop. You're just not being objective at all.
Speaking of the former president in court all this week, as it was last week during jury selection, it's a lot of things about the legal system that those of us on the outside, we look at and think, that's a little silly.
Yep.
That's a little ridiculous. Mm-hmm. You've ranted about the lack of TV cameras, especially in high-profile cases, how in 2024 we can't get that done.
It's a joke.
That might be a joke. It might be ridiculous. But it is not even in the same ballpark. It's not even in the same area code of ridiculousness as what we've seen splashed all over CNN, MSNBC, all the other cable outlets this week, relying on the courtroom sketch.
Yes.
It is the 21st century, am I right?
I think it is.
Okay.
Well, I don't think I have to check the Google on that one.
Still funding, still paying somebody to sit there with their box of crayons and make a mediocre drawing of the things they see.
Box of
it
crayons.
It is the most ridiculous thing of our legal courtroom process.
Am I wrong?
Wow. That community, they're not going to be happy with the Am I Wrong committee.
Yeah, well, the courtroom sketch community, get on board.
Yeah, let's just take a picture.
We're going after the what do you call them, the folks that are typing out everything that's said, too. Have you heard of recorders?
Yeah, yeah. Let's modernize. We're saying we're not in the 1800s.
Yes.
Leeches for illnesses really aren't used. We're not decapitating people. We're not telegram. We're not calling Mildred and having her connect us to another number.
No, we're not doing any of that. Have you heard of the Polaroid?
Yeah,
that could work.
Let's go. And then it gets into, is it a sympathetic photo? Is it, wow, look at how great it makes him look. Oh, my God. He looks like a bloated closed circuit. Maybe somebody hosts a show 3 to 6:30. Bloated elk, as my father once said to Barrera and I when we went to dinner talking about Sandsbury. He looks like a bloated elk. A what?
Not nice.
A what?
I think.
I didn't know elks were bloated. I think he meant elf, which was very offensive, but he said elk.
Well, elks aren't always bloated.
Yeah, I don't know if you see.
But if one were to be bloated.
Are there thin elks? I mean, are there Ozempic elks?
Could be.
No, you're right. It's dumb. It's, you know, I think we're calling for the firing of some people is what we're doing.
I'm just saying I think we've moved past.
Hey, box of
hand
crayons.
Them a camera. Hand them a camera. They can still be in there. They can still do the job. Yeah. You know, the stenographer can just, you know.
Hand them a camera? What are you talking about? Hand them a phone.
Well,
now you're missing
too.
Out. I mean, the
camera
business.
You might want a nice lens on the thing, you know. You got to get a pro in there.
Yeah, the camera business is exactly thriving. You know, just let's do a phone. The court community not happy with the Am I Wrong committee, and Dave's devastated.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.
We've moved Am I Wrong earlier, enjoying it, because we're going to have a chance to chat with Daniel Crawford, a veteran who recently finished a 1,000-mile gratitude walk, and the group 23rd Veteran has helped him out and so many others. So I'm greatly looking forward to our conversation with Daniel Crawford in about 10 minutes. We're right back in the middle of Am I Wrong with one member of the Am I Wrong Committee. When will you identify other members of the Am I Wrong Committee? It seems, you know, if we're calling for greater access, if we're greater questioning of Joe Biden, Donald Trump, and others, why don't we know the full members of the Am I Wrong committee?
Well, as you know, Am I Wrong can be very controversial. And, you know, part of what I had to do to get this committee put together, I had to promise a little bit of anonymity. Now, they're free to out themselves.
Cowards.
They're free to say, you know what, I don't agree with this Am I Wrong principle being stated on the show.
Yeah.
But so far, I don't believe that's happened.
Is it possible that similar to Mary Moriarty and no one in her office wants to try the Londrigan case, that you really don't have a committee, that this is a made-up committee?
Well, I'll let you speculate all you want.
I think there was a question there, too.
For sure. I know the truth. I know the committee. I meet with the committee twice a week, most importantly on Thursday evenings as we prep the final.
You mull it over.
Yeah, we do. And then, you know, days like today when Joe Biden says something in the morning, you know, we've got a text chain. We say, hey, should this be included?
And you're dynamic. You're willing to move. You're willing to adjust.
Yes, and it takes a simple
60. You're like Dallas Turner trying to get by an offensive lineman.
We're very edge rusher-like. Yes. Yeah, we can be a finesse rusher. We can also just plow you over.
The bull rush.
Get out of the way.
Well, you were to
I'm giving you the Reggie White club.
Yeah, you were to the courtroom committee. One texter says the good neighbor hates artists. You heard it here first.
Which artists are we talking
about? Well, I mean,
I don't remember talking about an
artist. Sketch artists in the courtroom.
Use that term loosely.
Demean them with their crayons. I hope they're waiting for you outside.
I hope they all draw the assault that will be raining down upon
them. They draw you as you shriek in fear of their anger, their wrath.
Yes, coming at me with their cray paws or whatever they use.
Go ahead.
Two trips to the dentist this week.
Ooh.
I brought both girls in.
Ooh.
One on Tuesday, one on Thursday.
Yep.
Led me to one great conclusion. All right, think about that life, the life of a dentist.
Yeah.
You're treated pretty much with the reverence of a medical doctor with a dentist. Great money. No nights or weekends unless you want to work in an emergency clinic or something like that. The schooling, let's be honest, it can't be that hard. It's only teeth and gums. Come on, we're not talking about the whole body.
I didn't realize this was just going to be just the blast, am I right?
No, no, no. It's envy and jealousy. The hygienists, they do 95% of the work anyway.
They're just a cleanup committee.
Exactly. They just come around and, you know, poke at it. Hey, you got no cavities. Well done. Let's see, what else? If you're having a bad day, you can always vent that anger with a good tooth extraction.
Yeah.
That's always nice.
There's got to be some skill involved in some of the surgical work, right?
Sure, a little bit. But,
a little bit.
I mean, 3-4 years? I don't know. Patients fear you. We all know the fear that most people have when they go to the dentist.
My guy is my friend, okay? And I got the gag reflex. I got issues.
I've heard that with you. And you get to floss shame 9 out of 10 people.
I just walked into that so bad.
That's sitting in the chair. Floss shame 90% of the people that sit in the chair, and they just have to sit back and take it.
So
they
what are you saying? Dentists are overrated?
No, I'm saying being a dentist is the greatest job a person can have in the medical profession and arguably the greatest job in the world.
Am I wrong?
I respect the dental community. Okay, I am taking no shots. I'm defending the slings and arrows, the diminishing.
It's jealousy.
The demeaning.
I have to do this stupid stuff for a living.
Yeah.
I actually have to work. Not really.
I was going to say. I think you're right on the hygienists are underrated, though.
Tremendously underrated.
You know, I've told you the one bullfight I saw. Hold on, let me put my shoulder back in its socket. And there were like 19 bullfighters came out, and then Pablo came out, or Fred came out, whatever his name is. And the bull's got, I mean, the bull's basically dead and stumbles towards the main metator, and we all go nuts. I mean.
Yeah, and then he goes back to the clinic, checks somebody else's teeth, says, I agree.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Yeah.
Back to the bullfighting ring.
I'm going to say that the hygienists deserve a raise, but I am not demeaning the dental community. I'm leaving that to you, a member of the Am I Wrong community.
Once again, it's envy and jealousy.
Yeah.
That's all it is. I wish I had a better gig.
Yeah.
I'm stuck here.
So it's just your bitterness about staring at me for 3 to 4 hours a day, which costs you, which job can I bring up today that I'd rather have?
At least I got to hear about your gag reflex.
Yeah,
that's nice.
Yeah, the dental stuff. It's It's rough for me.
All right. Should we get to Mr. Crawford?
Yeah, let's get to him. Let's get out on time, and I'm looking forward to this story. Profiled multiple outlets in town. Our first chance to chat with Daniel Crawford, 23rd veteran, 1,000-mile gratitude walk, his military work himself, the spot he was in. Daniel Crawford is next on the Home of the Twins, CCO. Multiple outlets in town recently have profiled our next guest, Daniel Crawford. Daniel is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Daniel, thank you so much for coming on. Daniel served our country in the military and has been involved now with an organization called 23rd Veteran. He just finished a 1,000-mile walk, a gratitude walk. I appreciate your time, sir. Tell people about your time in the military.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm just grateful for that. I served in the Marine Corps from about 1987 to 1995. I'm a Centennial graduate in the Northwest Metro. My Marine Corps experience was filled with some character-building experiences, for lack of other words. I left the Marine Corps in 1995 after serving with HMX-1, which is the Presidential Helicopter Squadron. My Marine Corps experience, it kind of changed me a little bit, I think. But I'm also a child that grew up with some interesting childhood backgrounds, too. And the combination of those two set me up for some interesting experiences after I got out of the Marine Corps.
Are you, and you tell me, if you don't want to say this, are you willing to share any of what your personal life was and those experiences are and how they affected you?
Well, I don't care to go into specifics. I don't like talking about specific traumas, and they can be triggering to other people. But I'll just say that my Marine Corps experience wasn't typical. But during the walk, when I meet Marines, there's a lot of Marines that are struggling out there, and it wasn't just me that had issues. So I think it's fairly typical for a lot of veterans to struggle these days.
When you left the Marines, how soon did these struggles take place? Were they just continuation of what you're battling with the Marines, and how did they begin to envelop your life?
Being honest with myself, looking back, I think during my period of service is when things started. I was drinking very heavily toward the end of my service, and after I left, I just really continued on. But I think within the second or third year is when things really started pitfalling for myself.
What was the toughest moment?
You know, I think the toughest moment at that point was, well, I truly believe that the world would have been better without me. I truly believe that my wife and son would have been better without me. And I left them, basically. There's a lot of things that came to that point, but, you know, I ran away.
Where did you go?
I went a lot of places. Some of the things were fun. I had some homeless periods. I lived with my mom for a little bit of time. I went on a Greyhound bus for a month. I went a lot of places trying to find myself.
This is Daniel Crawford, who's being incredibly honest about his life with the Marines, after the Marines, these enormous challenges he was facing. So at some point, it appears you began getting better. How important was this organization, the 23rd Veteran, in leading you to a better path?
Yeah, I found a limbo point in my life where I wasn't hurting myself, I wasn't hurting anything else, and I was being an adequate husband, father, but I was not living up to what I could accomplish. 23rd Veteran is a nonprofit based here in Minnesota, and they've got a program called 23rd Veteran Recon, and that's their flagship program. And I fell into it. It was accidental. I didn't take it seriously at first until that first night. And from that moment on, me being introduced to the organization, my drinking stopped. The need to drink truly stopped. And it's not a chemical dependency program, but they treat people that are going through some sort of traumas in their military service. And I certainly had experienced those. And, you know, the program itself, I've seen it being successful in a lot of veterans. For myself, I do consider it a lifesaver and a life changer for me.
Why do you think it clicked in so well for you and has helped so many other people when there are other organizations all across the spectrum and they have success, but for many people, they don't work? Why did this one work so well for you?
Michael Waldron is the founder of 23rd Veteran, and he delivers a presentation called Caveman and PTSD, or PTSD of Caveman. And it's a simple animated presentation. And when he was through with that presentation, my wife elbowed me and she said, "Do you think this is what's going on?" And this was the first time I had a label of what was happening in my mind. And even at that point, I really didn't take it seriously, but I had an answer. And I'd never really gone to the VA because it you know, my military service didn't affect me. There's a lot of denial there. And that compounded with the childhood stuff that I dealt with. I'd never looked at it from the military perspective or the veteran perspective. So there was a lot of things getting in my way there. And I put some trust and faith in that night, and my life kind of changed a lot.
If people don't understand, I think it's better for you to explain to me. Tell people why it's called 23rd Veteran.
There's a statistic out, I think it was 2012, somewhere around there, that talked about 22 veterans taking their own lives daily. The 23rd Veteran is symbolic as going through that darkness and deciding to live and going through the challenges, you know, that we're going to continue to face, because these things don't go away. Mm-hmm. I consider myself the 23rd veteran that's gone through it and is out there to help veterans that need a little help, need a little love, need a little joy.
How is your life today?
I think my life is as good as it ever has been. And I thank God for every day that has gotten me to today.
Tell me about the walk and why this was the path for you.
You know, a year ago today, I had no idea that this path was being set on, but it happened about a year ago, working up on the Iron Range. And then I knew that there's some services that needed to be done up there, some more veteran services, some love. I was working closely with 23rd Veteran as a volunteer to work on their fundraiser that was in Hugo last year. It'll be in Anoka this year, by the way. And I saw how much work that we were putting into a fundraiser, and I wanted to get some services up on the range. And then I met a guy by the name of Will Steger, Minnesotan here. And he was talking to somebody else and mentioned that he likes taking a hike. And things just clicked in, and I said, well, I'm just going to walk to Texas and see if I can get a little visibility for 23rd Veteran and if I can get some funds to be raised for 23rd Veteran and spread this organization and the programming out of Minnesota and maybe take it to Austin, Minnesota, or Des Moines or Kansas City. And I just did it. I just said, why not do it? Talked to my wife a little bit about it, and it worked out.
Before we get to the journey itself, tell people how much money you've raised, and if they want to contribute today, how they could do that.
Yeah, I think that we've raised about $36,000 on this campaign, and I'd love for your listeners to look at the website walk2texas.com, and that'll point them to a 23rd Veteran donation portal that'll go straight to the Walk Fund.
When we post this on Twitter and our podcast, we'll include that link too, just so people can see it. Okay.
Thank you.
What was,
I appreciate that.
Absolutely. I so appreciate you talking to us. This is Daniel Crawford talking about his life, major challenges, growing up, Marines, what it was like, some of his lowest points, walking away from his family, and how 23rd veteran has helped him so much now, but this remarkable walk from Minnesota to Texas. What was the most rewarding part of it? And what was the most challenging part of it?
I think that the most rewarding part about it was meeting the people daily. Every day I talk to people that, though that there is suffering around there is so much more good out there than not. And I don't think we see that when we're tucked in our phones or just listening to the news or watching the news. There's a lot more good out there than I think we see. That's probably the best piece. The challenges, it was just to get into a routine. I did not have any kind of major plans. Like one day would happen, I don't know, I wouldn't know necessarily where I'd end up that day. And just taking those steps of faith, those were the challenges. I didn't have any major bad days, and I'm really grateful for that. It was an amazing journey. It was fun.
How long did it take?
I don't even know exactly. I left February 3rd, and I got there. I quit walking the Wednesday before the eclipse, and the eclipse was April 8th. So it was 2 months.
Have you considered what is next for you? Is it more typical? Do you want to do something else again for 23rd and veteran? This is an amazing accomplishment. You've raised a huge amount of money. Is it just relax day to day, or hey, I'm going to do something else?
I can't relax. That's something that is part of my brain and you know, things that I go through. I am looking for what I'm going to do next. I think that the walk helped open some doors, at least from my perspective, at what I'm good at, what I'm not good at. I will continue to volunteer with 23rd Veteran. They want me to be a coordinator for their recon programs, which is going through this program again as a leader. I'll do that. But I am really focused on helping the veterans. And when we help the veterans, we're helping the community. And that's where I'm going.
I think that's a great way to finish the conversation. Daniel, I appreciate your honesty. It sounds like you've had some, you know, really difficult low moments and considered not even being here, and then to find an organization, to tout it, to believe in it, to have a great relationship with your family again, to do this walk, to profile 23rd veteran. Only respect to you. I really appreciate it, and thank you so much for coming on.
I'm super grateful for the time. And, yeah, go out to 23rdveteran.org, please, and just see what that organization is all about, please.
Thank you again. Daniel Crawford with us. Great stuff. I mean, I love hearing that refreshing honesty, and that was about as good as it gets in that area. So thank you so much to him. I'm going to remind you that Jason is coming up next. Your Twins play tonight. Is this 8:30 pregame, probably?
I believe it's an 8 o'clock pregame, 8:40 first pitch.
Okay, like a lot of towns.
Yes.
You know, during the week, it's like your 6:40 start. Mm-hmm. Are we going? Are the two of us flying out there to see this game?
Why not?
Yeah. Go to the airport. Don't wait. Don't wait until I get there.
Sounds good.
Okay, don't wait until I get there. Look who's coming in, a man who, I don't know when he showers. I don't know if he showered yet. I mean, he looks clean.
He doesn't have time to shower. He's too busy.
I shower.
Yeah.
Do you remember all the... I always shower.
Yeah.
Just goofing around.
Always showering.
Remember all the times you used to come in here and make fun of us for talking about self-checkouts? You're like, you guys talk about self-checkouts more than anybody. Now I go to the Instagram. You're mobile talking to people about self-checkouts. It's so good. I wish I could juxtapose. Jason coming in. You guys talking about self-checkouts again? And now you're out in the street talking about it.
You know, I mean,
I'm going to come back to this one.
I would like to note,
yeah,
A, it wasn't my idea.
Yeah.
B, we did this 2 months ago, I think, when there was like a news peg.
Yeah.
But got to craft that video.
Yeah.
Really.
Listen,
finesse it. Yeah. Make it good.
Yeah. Where can people see this video?
Instagram, WCCO Radio Instagram.
Yeah. And you probably.
Also me. I collaborate on it, then it shows up.
You're a collaborator.
I am a collaborator.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's on your agenda for this weekend? You normally are busy. There's normally a lot of stuff.
Well, I just, you know, I mean, just getting texts, invited to things tonight. It happens all the time.
Yeah.
Dad, you get the text.
You're talking text with the movers and
fundraiser. Sure. How can I help?
Yeah.
Tonight, well, now apparently I'm going to a fundraiser. And then later,
yeah,
the Walker Art Center is having like an after hours party to launch the Keith Haring exhibit.
Yes.
So we may talk a little bit about art.
Can all of us just show up at that Walker Art Center?
This one is ticketed.
Mm, interesting.
I'm a member.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I love sport.
Of course you are.
You got to pay. Anybody can be a member.
Yeah, of course he is.
Write the check.
Okay.
But we're doing that, and then tomorrow.
Is he really paying, or is this one of these?
That's a fair question.
Yeah.
I haven't heard the spots yet on CCO.
Yeah.
Wow.
On the Instagram.
Speaking of which, brand new segment on the show today.
Good question?
Well, that's what the Instagram video is, the good question.
It is. About time. I've been also
suggesting. It was your idea.
It is. I
give you all the credit in the world.
Yeah.
Another great idea by Chad Hartman.
Well, honestly, maybe it can't be a good question, but people still know you for that. That should be a weekly segment.
I agree.
You know?
I agree. Yeah. We have, you know.
Put it on your little board, and then I'll move it away, as usual.
Tomorrow, I'm emceeing the Make-A-Wish, Minnesota.
Oh, amazing place.
They showed me the video they were going to show beforehand, which was helpful. Because I was bawling.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so emotional. So I'm very excited about that one.
Make-A-Wish, whether it's somebody might know and they get involved, or it's just most importantly, granting wishes to individuals who are going through some crisis.
Oh, yeah.
Some sort of hell. Some sort of, maybe they're just starting to get better, or maybe they're just in the worst of it.
Being the worst, right?
And, man, if there's an organization you can help and it's rewarding, it's Make-A-Wish.
It's cool.
It's really, really good.
Yep.
Today on the show, Card to Sharks.
Right.
I'd like to be able to play one time.
I feel like you could play.
Yeah.
That'd be fun, actually.
I'd like to play.
At a certain point, we're going to get sick of having listeners play these
games.
You're
sick of listeners. Is that what I mean? That's,
I think that's what I said.
Yeah.
Using the Harrigan editing techniques, for sure, that statement will be turned into.
How about him going after the courtroom community and dentists?
Look, I'm with you. You went after dentists? I heard you going after the
dentists.
I mean, how disparaging
he
to
said,
refer to courtroom artists as just their little box of crayons.
Crayons. Take your crayons.
You know how much those crayons
home.
Cost? I mean.
Well, it might not be Crayola.
They're the best crayons. They're
tremendous crayons. I've got all the
Why'd
colors.
Why'd you go after dentists?
Sharpener
he,
on
here's
the
what
back.
He said about dentists. He said, let's be honest, the hygienist does 95% of the work. They come in the end and go, hey, you look good.
No doubt.
I said, it's a great life being a dentist. You get,
yes.
You don't have to do any work. You get to floss,
don't
shame
to
everybody.
Yeah.
And when you're having a bad day, hey, tooth extraction. Let
right.
me get some get
Yank
some
something
anchor.
Out.
Not me.
Yes.
I believe in the
My
dentist.
My dentist, Dr. Pearson.
Here we go.
Amber Pearson.
Yeah, Dr. Lee Lira for me.
Biggest scam in the history of medicine.
That's not my guy.
She just comes in, a little pokey poke on the molar. Doot, doot. Still
I
looks
hope,
good.
I'm going to repeat what the hygienist told me. Yep, no cavities.
Wait, which one do I need to check? 22?
I hope 16. You guys have teeth falling out left and right this weekend. And then say, I'll just do it on my own. I don't need the dentist community. I believe in the dentist community. I also believe I'm done and Jason is next. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.